Ya Ya salam. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. So here we are for our session number 14 of commentary on the inner life. And last time we started a new paragraph or new chapter, which was the realization of the inner life. So how do we realize the inner life? I will do some reading again and then we do some practice. And like this, carry on with the usual rhythm. Kateka. The one who has realized the inner life is a mystery to everyone. No one can fathom the depth of that person except that he or she promises sincerity, emits love, commands trust, spreads goodness, and gives an impression of God and the truth. Tasawuf. It is the atmosphere of the mystic more than anything else, that both brings impression and radiation, and not necessarily the words or thoughts. For each derives from their words and their personality according to their own understanding evolution and then evolution. Then some identify their understanding with the person involved, and this closes a door upon those with different outlooks. Kateka. For the person who has realized the inner life, every act is their meditation. For the person who has realized the inner life, every act is their meditation. If they are walking in a street, it is meditation. If they are working as a carpenter, as a goldsmith, or in any other trade or business, that is meditation. It does not matter if they are looking at heaven or at the earth. They are looking at the object that they worship. East or west, north or south, upon all sides is God. Tasawuf. There is now coming a new outlook which is no longer concerned with some abstraction, some indefinite ideal as the subject or object of worship. We have had physical idolatry with its limitations, and then mental idolatry with a somewhat broader outlook. Both physical and mental idolatry separate what they consider to be God from what they consider to be other than God. But the mystic finds their ideal in all creatures, beings, things, everywhere. They do not make such separations. Do you remember, you may have heard this song of Zuleika's, Rabia song, what are the words now? Of the selfish love, I exclude all but you. And of the other, you enfold me in glory. So it's this, the selfish love is the one that is saying that this is God and this is the only God and everything else is not God. And the other is Mercy Tzem and Hasrat Inat Khan are talking about here as well, which is that everything is God, everything, you know, to learn to really see and experience everything, every person as God. So that's the path of the mystic. Kateka. In form, in principle, nothing restricts that person. They may know things and yet may not speak. For if a person who lives the inner life were to speak of their experiences, it would confuse many minds. Tasavvuf. Wise people try to speak to everyone in their own language. If we were to look at a complex machine, and if the designer were to explain it to a group of children, he would use one kind of language. To students, he might use another language. And to professional engineers, still a third kind of language. And in this way, there would be a communication. But many people who believe they are students of the inner life want a language which could explain all three levels at once. It cannot be done in the outer life, still less in the inner life. Gateka. There are individuals in the world who, from morning till evening, have their eyes and their ears focused on every dark corner, wanting to listen or to see what they can find out. And they find out nothing. If someone were to tell such people wonders, that person would have a very good occupation. The whole world would seek them out. So it's again, you know, we're coming back to the same thing that, you know, really words are such inadequate things to try to explain anything that is going on inside. And if we try to put the truth into words, you know, we are ultimately going to fail. You know, it's, I think maybe I said last time, it's like trying to contain the ocean in a cup. So let's do the practice now. And this is a practice of knowledge. We are working with qualities that express the inner and outer knowledge. First, we are going to use Ya Khabir. Ya Khabir. Ya Khabir. It's kind of like this Khabir. And that's the whole realm of inner knowledge. And the root of this word means to till the soil, or the place where, or the field where the tree grows. So it's kind of like an invitation for us to go inside and rest in that inner place of ourselves where some idea or some knowledge of something to come is kind of like germinating like a seed. It's not yet in the outer world or not yet manifested, but it's kind of like waiting inside your heart for the right conditions, right weather, right write everything to arrive for it to then blossom and start growing. Or in another way, we could say that this is, it's like this still small voice within. And it's like our experience of this divine awareness itself, and the guidance that can come to us unexpected ways, in unexpected ways, just by going inside and focusing on that little seed that is somewhere there. So that's Yah Kabir. And then we use also Yah Shahid. Yah Shahid. Yah Shahid. And that's the whole realm of outer knowledge. So this is all the knowledge that we can perceive with our five senses, the things that we can touch, that we know that, okay, this is solid, this feels solid, this feels soft, this is smells like this, all these things. And this is our invitation to kind of allow our bodies or our beings to experience the oneness through all these five senses, through all the kind of outer, all the things that are out there, and we experience the knowledge of that. And it's almost, and in another way you could look at it, it's almost like we are the still point within like the cyclone or hurricane. We are the still point, and all this outer knowledge is all around us, and we just experience, we just allow ourselves to experience that unity in that, in all this outer knowledge. And so when we say Yah Kabir and Yah Shahid together, then it is an antidote to our attachment for either the inner or outer knowledge. If we only rely on inner knowledge and think only that is real, then that's only part of it. And the same is true for if we only rely on the outer knowledge, and this is that we can, what we can touch, and like what we can reason with our mind. That's real. So Yah Kabir and Yah Shahid help us to kind of overcome that. So with that, we do that, those two a little bit, and then I will add another practice. Yah Kabir, Yah Shahid. Yah Kabir, Yah Shahid, 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 Yah Kabir, الشهيد يا خبير يا شهيد 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 Continue on your breath, breathing in Ya Kabir, breathing out Ya Shahid. letting go of the words. Like to invite you to use another quality, and this one is Ya Alim. Ya Alim. Ya Alim. And that is the transcending both the inner and outer knowledge. It's kind of moving beyond either one of these, and just kind of being in that awareness of the omniscience of God. And this one, it helps us to relax the grasp of our nafs, that that can jump into false conclusions, so it kind of helps us not to approach things with judgment. It helps us to not judge things. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna focus on the heart when we say Al, and then as we are saying Alim, we're kind of rising from solar plexus to heart to all the way up, and feeling as if this Alim, it's kind of like purifying all of these power centers of our body and transcending any of these judgments that we hold, the inner outer knowledge, just totally kind of moving beyond all of that. It's kind of like we are becoming this blessing fountain of transcendence, transcendent knowledge, omniscience of God, just kind of like bathing in that omniscience of God that we cannot put words to. Ya Yalim. One more time. Yalim. All of these qualities that we explored right now, they are, I think they are a little bit difficult to access, possibly, you know, because they can feel so abstract. But if you can't get into them by, you know, using words, then forget about the meaning or the things that what I just said, and just trust that even the sound themselves actually take you to where you need to go. They take you to where you need to be. This E sound that, you know, like Kabir, Shahid, and Alim, you know, this E sound, it's almost like this fire of purification that it's, you know, in Sufi sound code, this E sound is, it's like when Moses saw the burning bush, and then he asked, you know, like, who are you? And the burning bush answered, you know, like, I am who I am. It's the God answered, I am who I am. It's kind of like going beyond the understanding, you know, the usual understanding, our usual understanding of the word, and just allowing that bush to burn and purify all that needs to be purified in this instance. And then you can arrive to that still place beyond the words and understanding in kind of, you know, you can arrive in this like more subtle understanding, which goes beyond words, basically. The analytical point, oh, that's tasawuf. This is the tasawuf now. The analytical points of view satisfy the ego. So I suppose I was trying to do that. I was trying to satisfy your ego a little bit, or maybe my ego, trying to explain the unexplainable. The analytical points of view satisfy the ego. They keep one interested, excited, and always far from peacefulness. Peacefulness does not mean to overlook so much as to focus in such a way as not to be concerned and drawn down to another level. The analytical people become interested and involved and unconsciously want problems. They do not want solutions. Problems are their toys and also the causes of their diseases. The world of wonder working no doubt has its place. Much of what is now science could easily be explained as a world of wonder working if it fell into the hands of people with that outlook. Actually, everything is a wonder, and maybe in the end, nothing is. Kateka. But such is not the work of the self-realized person. They see and yet do not look. If they were to look, how much would they see? There is so much to be seen by one whose every glance, wherever it is cast, breaks through every object and discovers its depth and its secret. And if they were to look at things and find out their secrets and depths, where would it end? And of what interest is it to that person? Tasawuf. To the Sufi, every object has a key, as it is said. Thy light is in all forms. Any object can be used in concentration to help reveal the hidden portion of the universe and to help make it known to humans. Any object can be used in concentration to help reveal the hidden portion of the universe and to help make it known to humans. Think we're gonna do the other practice now. So I'll try to set it up. I'm not gonna have many words for this one. This is our object of concentration, if you can see it. So we're gonna just take a few minutes now and just look at that candle. Look at that candle flame. And use it to, what were the words? To help reveal the hidden portion of the universe. And now the second part of this practice is that we close our eyes and continue contemplating on that flame, on that candle. Just see where it takes you. And then we let go of any images, any contemplation, any concentration. Amen. I'm gonna put this aside. Actually, I'm gonna leave it here. A little bit, a little bit more reading. Kateka. The inner life, therefore, is seeing all things and yet not seeing them. Feeling all things and not expressing them, for they cannot be fully expressed. Understanding all things and not explaining. How far can such a person explain? And how much can another understand? Each according to the capacity they have, no more. Tasavvuf. For we learn, for we learn there are different levels of understanding and consciousness in us. These are presented as jinn levels and deva levels. But as we must express them in the language of humankind, the language does not really explain it. It just indicates. For the language of higher beings may not be verbal, and yet they may communicate much more clearly than verbal efforts. And here is a question of communication and understanding. It has perplexed much of the world. Each culture is trying to explain, and even to its own self-satisfaction, solve these perplexities. And they all fail, because they do not take the whole universe into consideration. The higher outlooks, which have also been given to the world by Sri Aurobindo, present the tools and the methods which may be used. But these tools, these methods, these presentations are not the actual operations of the more evolved. They were just indications of how the more evolved will behave. And until the more evolved come and behave that way, it is all abstraction, all uncertain metaphysics. Gateka. The inner life is not lived by closing the eyes. One need not close one's eyes from this world in order to live it. One can just as well open them. Tasawuf. Those who have had a veil lifted discover the opening or closing of the physical eyes hardly affects them. And when one has the full sight or insight, they are not restricted by their senses. They may use them, but these can no longer control them. They reach the stages mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita and other scriptures that they use and rule their senses. For the full human may live in the midst of society and perform any function. Closing the eyes no doubt preserves magnetism. Sometimes it enables the eyes to function differently also. But this is an extension of the outer life, not germane to the real inner life. And last little piece of Kateka. The exact meaning of the inner life is not only to live in the body, but to live in the heart, to live in the soul. The exact meaning of the inner life is not only to live in the body, but to live in the heart and to live in the soul. Tasawuf. To live in the heart is to live beyond the differences and distinctions that divide us. To be as an angel and the angelic life will be explained later. But to live in the soul is to live fullness, to see everything as part of one's very self and never to be disturbed by anything at all. I read that last sentence again. To live in a soul is to live fullness and to see everything as part of one's very self and never to be disturbed by anything at all. So this concludes today's reading. Are you up for another little practice before we stop? Yeah? I guess it's just where I went to when reading today's readings. It just felt very transcendent also. We're gonna do another transcendent practice or practice for transcendence. We are gonna use two wazifas, two qualities. The first one is Ya Ali, Ya Ali, and that is the exalted, beyond form. It's the pure transcendent, purely transcendent, and it is the antidote for our ego's attachment to rank, position and hierarchy. So it just goes right beyond all of those. And then the second one is Ya Muta'ali, Ya Muta'ali, Ya Muta'ali. And this is, the mu in front of the word always brings it kind of like to the earth or to the body or relates it to the body. So Muta'ali is the means by which we move into that transcendent place. It's the means by which we can connect to Allah through the higher self or through our soul. And so it's a way to travel from immanence to transcendence. And it's an antidote for our experience of, when we feel stuck in our spiritual journey or on the spiritual path. So it helps us to get unstuck, move beyond. So, Ya Ali, Ya Muta'ali, Ja, Ali. Ja, Mutter Ali. 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 Amen. Thank you so much for your concentration, for your willingness, for your presence, for your heart. So we offer our thanks to all the other sisters and brothers. Connecting with them through the breath for a moment. And then sending our peace and love to our family, to our friends, people who are close to us. And offering our thanks to all the teachers, all the guides, all the people who have inspired and supported and protected us on a spiritual path. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you.